Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 14th. You'll be interested to know, 89 years ago, today in 1935, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act, establishing a permanent national old age pension system through employer and employee contributions. This landmark legislation marked a significant step towards providing financial security for retired Americans, and it laid the foundation for the modern welfare state, ensuring that older citizens receive support in their later years. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect a mix of waist-high waves from the southwest with occasional chest-high sets on Wednesday. Mornings will be glassy, with light south-southwest winds less than 5 miles per hour. Afternoons will see semi-bumpy conditions as winds shift onshore to 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, the swell will reduce to 5 to waist high, maintaining glassy mornings with southwest winds. Friday brings knee to waist high west swell with semi-glassy mornings and south winds. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking glassy in the morning until 11 at 2 to 4 feet. Then conditions turn fair to choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 2.5-foot incoming high tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1 foot at 12:45 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide at 5:30. This morning, it's patchy fog and feels like 67 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:33, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 and a gentle breeze from the southwest. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some patchy fog after 11 p.m., a low around 65, and light winds from the west. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Monday, gradually clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny, with highs ranging from the upper 70s to low 80s. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, there is discord among housing advocacy and tenant rights groups regarding Proposition 33, a measure on California's 2024 ballot that would give city governments expanded power to control rent costs. For nearly 3 decades, California's Costa-Hawkins Law has restricted cities from imposing rent control on single-family homes or apartments built after 1995. Proposition 33 aims to change that, allowing cities to set rent control for any housing type. Similar measures were rejected in 2018 and 2020. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria opposes the measure, arguing it will deter developers and worsen the housing shortage. Opponents have raised nearly $70 million. Gloria stated that current housing policies are increasing supply and reducing rents, and this measure would undermine those efforts. Now on to sports. Yankees third baseman Jazz Chisholm is likely headed for the injured list due to a left ulnar collateral injury. Manager Aaron Boone announced the team has not ruled out surgery, but the full extent of the injury will be known after doctors review his MRI results. Chisholm, optimistic yet sore, expressed some concern. Since joining from the Miami Marlins, he has been a standout performer. With Chisholm out, Boone plans to use Oswaldo Cabrera and DJ LeMahieu at third base. Potential call-ups include Jimmy Jones, Oswald Peraza, and Caleb Durbin. In local sports, the Padres at home beat the Pirates 3-0. Today, Game 3 of the series at Petco Park starts at 1 p.m. In top news, a storm of controversy is swirling over dairy consumption. While multiple servings of milk, cheese, or yogurt have been a staple of American nutrition advice, a growing number of researchers and doctors suggest reducing dairy intake or even eliminating it. The U.S. government, which recommends 3 servings of dairy daily, is reevaluating its guidelines. Some studies link dairy-rich diets to cardiovascular disease and certain cancers, while others suggest benefits like lower risks of some cancers and type 2 diabetes. Experts recommend moderation, with 1 serving of dairy daily being sufficient for most adults. In business news, the United Auto Workers, one of the country's largest unions, has filed federal labor charges against former President Donald Trump and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The union alleges that both men attempted to intimidate workers during a conversation on Musk's social media platform. The charges highlight Trump's comments about handling striking workers, suggesting they could be fired. The United Auto Workers claims these remarks threaten workers' rights. Musk, known for opposing unions, posted inaccurate statements about United Auto Workers leaders on X. The union has endorsed Kamala Harris and aims to counter Trump's appeal to working-class voters. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $61,000. Ethereum is just over $2,700. And Solana is $145. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A Mississippi man, Hetty Templeton, made an extraordinary discovery while wading through a rural creek in Madison County. Templeton, an avid fossil hunter, found a fully intact 7-foot-long mammoth tusk, likely from the last ice age. According to the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, this tusk, belonging to a Colombian mammoth, is a rare find in Mississippi. The tusk was carefully excavated and transported to the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science for preservation and study. This discovery provides a unique glimpse into the region's prehistoric past, highlighting the rich geological history of Mississippi. Entertainment news. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have acquired a screenplay titled Killing Gawker, which explores billionaire venture capitalist Peter Thiel's campaign to take down the media outfit for posting excerpts from a Hulk Hogan sex tape. The film is based on a book detailing the 2016 court case, where Hogan won a $140 million judgment against a Gawker editor, founder Nick Denton, and Gawker itself. Affleck is rumored to play the famed wrestler, though no casting has been announced yet. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he said, "There are many ways of going forward, but only one way of standing still." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.